Street, Paul, with several new doctors now working in St. Paul. Residents are regularly searching for updated information regarding walk-in clinics, in a bid to avoid visiting the hospital's emergency department. Last week, the town of St. Paul released a list of walk-in clinic hours being offered by two clinics in St. Paul, the St. Paul Medical Clinic and Living Hope Medical Clinic. St. Paul Medical Clinic hours are listed as Monday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., Tuesday 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., Wednesday and Thursday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., Friday 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Living Hope Medical Clinic hours are listed as Tuesday and Thursday 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. St. Paul Medical Clinic. The St. Paul Medical Clinic is located inside the Catalyst Pharmacy, along St. Paul's Main Street, next door to CIBC. Parking is available at the front and the back of the building. People wanting to access the clinic's walk-in services can call 780-614-3210 or simply stop by. When asked about the current demand at the St. Paul Medical Clinic's walk-in clinic, Mattia Zielinski, a nurse at the clinic, stated in a January 19 statement to Lakeland This Week, that my coworkers and I all strongly agree that our walk-ins are quite popular, and asked for daily. We get phone calls frequently about when our next walk-in clinic is taking place and typically have long lineups, she said, adding the walk-in clinic alone sees around 20 to 30 people each day. According to Zielinski, the walk-in clinics are typically quite steady in the morning and in the afternoon. However, our doctors flow through patients efficiently to ensure fair and reasonable wait time for everyone. She also thanked patients for their patience. Walk-ins versus emergency room. Zielinski said the clinic strongly encourages patients to visit walk-in clinics in cases of non-life-threatening medical emergencies. Meanwhile, people are advised to go to the emergency department if you are experiencing symptoms such as shortness of breath or chest pain. In the statement, Zielinski further explained that an emergency department is for urgent and/or life-threatening conditions as they offer a broader range of services compared to walk-in clinics in cases of medical assistance. If you are seriously injured or ill, immediately call 911 or head to the nearest emergency department, where they will have all accessible equipment and staff on site to best assist you. On the other hand, walk-in clinics are accessible to all members of the public with valid healthcare numbers. Patients without Alberta health coverage will be subject to a fee for their visit. Zielinski said walk-in clinics focus on concerns such as colds, flu, prescription refills, allergies, earaches, siringing, driver's medicals, minor infections, and injuries. If you are undecisive about coming to our walk-in with a certain concern, feel free to call us to inquire before coming in, she noted. Family doctors. When asked about the importance of having a family doctor, Zielinski stated that having a physician for an individual or their family is extremely beneficial for ensuring quality medical care, particularly in rural communities. Advantages to family doctors in rural communities are getting quicker test, exam results, and it also makes referral requests for desired specialists easier, as they are knowledgeable to all your medical history, said Zielinski. It's quite simple to obtain one. Just call your desired clinic and ask if any doctors are accepting new patients, she said. A meet and greet appointment will then be set up. There are currently 2 out of 5 doctors accepting new patients at the St. Paul Medical Clinic, said Zielinski. Lakeland This Week also reached out Living Hope Medical Clinic for comment on their walk-in clinics, but they were unable to respond prior to press deadline.